The vast stretch of coastline in southern Australia, known as the Great Australian Bight, is a unique marine ecosystem with 85% of its species not found anywhere else on Earth. It also sips a giant oil basin, making it a potential site for future oil drilling. Last Wednesday, the Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young announced the party would campaign for an application to be made to UNESCO to place the Bight on World Heritage List as part of a wider conservation movement against drilling in the area. Peter Owen, director of the Wilderness Society in South Australia, says that World Heritage status is necessary to give the Great Australian Bight the highest possible protection. He joins us now. Good morning, Peter.
How are you going?
Now, what are the ecological consequences of oil drilling in the Great Australian Bight?
Well, potentially quite devastating. As you've said in the intro there, the Bight is one of the, you know, the most intact marine wilderness areas left on the planet. 85% of the species here are found nowhere else in the world. Now, oil and gas exploration can be quite destructive, all the way from the seismic testing where they drag huge wires through the ocean, sending out large booms, audio booms down through the water column, to exploration drilling when they don't know what's there and they sink that drill bit down into the sea floor, which is when it all went wrong in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, the pressures just went bang and suddenly the whole place is full of oil. We can't afford to take these types of risks in the Bight. I mean, what happened in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 was an absolute catastrophe, and that was in the middle of one of the most established oil precincts in the world, you know, by its very nature, a fairly sheltered gulf with, you know, all the infrastructure you can possibly imagine to shut that thing down, and it still took 87 days. There's nothing in the Bight. The Bight's incredibly remote, it's incredibly deep, and it's incredibly rough. You know, there couldn't be a more inappropriate place to be, you know, proposing this type of activity.
And how would the local fishing and tourism industries be affected?
Well, we commissioned oil spill modelling a couple of years ago now because at that point BP, who have since withdrawn their applications, but BP were going through the process of trying to get approvals. And we couldn't get any oil spill modelling made public so that, you know, the very things that the community were asking for was, you know, what is the magnitude of the risk here and how is the company going to deal with that risk? And they were the two things that weren't being made public through their supposed consultation process. So we had to commission our own. We had to hand the hat around the South Australian community and raise something like $45,000 to get some of the best oil modellers in the world to carry out modelling. And, I mean, that showed the magnitude of the potential impact. If something goes wrong here, it's huge. You know, potentially oil, you know, right across the southern Australian coastline, you know, the impact on tourism and on fishing in that context is obvious, you know, devastation. You know, what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, thousands of people in those industries lost their jobs overnight. You know, we can't afford to be taking that sort of risk here in South Australia.
Now, yourself, as part of the Wilderness Society, as well as Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, is pushing for UNESCO application for World Heritage List. What does that involve?
Well, that's quite a lengthy process. I mean, the Bight's covered by state and federal marine parks. Its offshore islands are all wilderness protection areas. Many of the edges of, I guess, the continent, the Nullarbor and other places are wilderness areas as well, where it abuts up to the Great Australian Bight, the water as such. So already much of this area is covered in a conservationist state, which recognises the really high ecological value of the area. And I guess World Heritage listing would be something that would further elevate that. You know, in the short term, we're really focused on encouraging the oil industry to pull back. I mean, we've had BP withdraw, we've had Chevron withdraw, we've still got now Statoil, a Norwegian company, two-thirds owned by the Norwegian government, you know, pushing forward to drill. They're now going through a consultation process that's required under the offshore regulator, Australian Oil and Gas Regulator, NOPSEMA. Statoil are required to do this consultation. They started doing that. So it would appear that they're pushing ahead. So we obviously are very focused there at the moment and encouraging Statoil to follow the lead of BP and Chevron, if you like, and pull out of the Bight. It's simply not something that is supported by the Australian people. If you look at the fact that we've now had six coastal councils pass resolutions raising serious concern with what's being proposed, you know, the Great Australian Bite Alliance, which is a you know, community groups, environment groups, and others all standing together in opposition. All of these bodies, the numbers of councils continue to grow and grow to levels that we haven't actually seen before in Australia in terms of an environmental issue, which suggests that this is way more than just an environmental issue. People recognise that what's being proposed here is not right and it's not supported. And so the message that we're really sending to Statoil is that, you know, there is no social licence for this at all. You know, please go home to Norway.
We're speaking with Wilderness Society SA Director Peter Owen at the Campaign Against Oil Drilling in the Great Australian Bight. Now, the UNESCO application needs the support of the federal government who, you know, don't have the best environmental record at the moment. What's the government's current position on the Bight?
Well, there's obviously oil leases out there. Now, they were issued under the Rudd Labor government. Some years ago, this should never have happened. I mean, they were issued within months of the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, which really does, I think, warrant a further investigation, something that hasn't yet happened, as to how these licences were initially issued around that period to BP, of all companies, within months of that disaster in 2010. Obviously, since that time, there's been a change of government. You know, you've now got a Liberal government in power federally. We've certainly been showing some of the imagery of the Bight to relevant ministers, the Environment Minister and others within the Liberal government, and bringing the serious concerns of the Southern Australian community around what's being proposed out here, certainly to their attention. And that to date, you know, has, I think, been quite warmly welcomed. I remember showing the film Jeddah. So there's been the Great Australian Bight Alliance has had two expeditions now out into the Bight, shooting a number of documentary films. The first one called Jeddah was released a year or so ago now. That's won awards in Hollywood and all sorts. It's gone right around Australia and right around North America, and it's still showing around Australia. It's in the Transition Film Festival coming up and other things. You know, that showcases the beauty of the Bight and what's at stake. And we've shown those films in federal parliament. That's certainly been warmly welcomed. You know, there's a lot at stake here. The Bight's a pristine, as I said, a pristine marine wilderness area and a place that needs to be protected. But more than that, at this point in history, we can't afford to be pushing to expand the fossil fuel industry. We simply don't have that option if we're not going to cook the planet. I mean, we have to be able to provide our children with a livable climate into the future, which means the expansion of the fossil fuel industry, the oil, gas, coal industry, has got to stop. And in fact, we've got to fairly rapidly transition out of the existing fossil fuel industry. So what's being proposed here is the height of irresponsibility on so many fronts.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Peter Owen there of the Wilderness Society of South Australia, speaking about the campaign to stop the development of oil fields in the Great Australian Bight.